Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Well, you know, it's cold outside. I don't know, what is it, 15 wind chill degrees or something? But it's hot in here with Miss Mandy, and it's time for some Mandy news. Let's see, who's in the news these days? Well, slave in South Dakota. As you know, I have a slave in South Dakota. I know it's cold there, too. He told me it was like 15 below or something, so that's cold, so I needed to warm him up. We did a long session, and I spanked him maybe 100 times on his sorry little ass, and then I spanked my giant cock. It's so huge. You should see his dick. It's enormous, and I put nipple clamps on his tits, and I spanked him some more, and then he put on a nice black nightie. He's got beautiful lingerie and some sexy high heels. Earlier today, I had him put on panties and pantyhose, and then we did our session tonight, and some lipstick, and I also had him suck a dildo. So, I do have a transcript of this particular humiliation session, which I will be posting on my blog one of these days soon. Which reminds me I better save it, huh? Okay, 1 second, gang, here, while I am saving this session so I can post it for you. I have a lot of other strokers here to talk about, so 1 more minute. Okay, here we go. That will ensure that you will hear about this really hot domination session. Okay. Love Muffin. Now, Love Muffin, you know, he is a hottie. He is so hot. We did quite a session the other night, and we've been having some sessions, too. He is amazing. He has a little dick. He's got a lot of underwear also. I told him to put those polka-dotted panties on. His webcam was broken, so I really could only think about what he looked like in those little panties. And he does have a really nice body, so I should put some of his pictures up on the website so you can be reminded of his cute little clitty and his little panties. He is my little dick loser, and I just think he is so adorable. And then, of course, there is Return Stroker. Well, he told me he had a dildo, and he was not going to be able to use it because he was so sore, because I had used this dildo on him the night before. Okay, what was I saying? So anyway, he couldn't use the dildo because I had dildoed him the night before. So I got really hot and steamy. We did quite a interesting role play, and then I had him sucking on this dildo and licking up his pre-cum and sucking on the dildo. It does sound juicy, doesn't it? Well, I think Return Stroker had a pretty hot call. And that takes me to my slut webcam little clitty. He had his little clitty sticking out of those panties. He had on green panties and a loser dick. It was a little clitty sticking out of the side of these cute little panties, and he was watching girl-on-girl porn, and he told me they were playing with themselves, and they had fishnets on. I guess he wanted to have those fishnets on as well, using lotion and, I don't know, pre-cum and lotion and coming all over the place. What a little dick loser. Now, here is a friend of mine, Toy Boy, who returned in this chilly weather, too, for some hot domination role-playing. He loves S&M. We did a role-play where I was a dominatrix, and I don't know, I was in the mood to go to this really hot club at Niagara Falls that I was at one time, so I took him back there with me. Oh, it was really hot. You know, you go into this dungeon, it's in a cellar, and it's all brick, and I had on my thigh-high black leather boots and a strap-on, and I used my big dildo on Toy Boy, and we did some ass-fucking, and I took it out of his ass and made him do some ass-to-mouth fucking and sucking on my strap-on, and then I dragged Toy Boy back to the club on my leash. I own Toy Boy. Now, you know, Niagara Falls is not too far away from Canada, where I had another stroker boy, my Canadian stroker boy. We did a particularly intense guided masturbation phone sex session, and he was very good. I teased him, took his hand off my cock, teased him again. We used a lot of lube, and took his hand off and really got him going. I love those nice, long, slow tease sessions where I own and control you and make you totally addicted to Miss Mandy. And you know, since you're addicted, you guys, I think you should pick that phone up and give me a call so I can give you some good, hot, guided masturbation phone sex, or some domination phone sex, or some cum eating. 1-877-732-6360, and you will get $20, or I should say, we'll get 20 minutes for $20 of hot, hot fun. That's a good deal, it's half price. Great in this cold weather. Just think, you could be lying there all chilly, and when I get done with you, you'll be all hot and sweaty. Well, anyway, getting back to things at hand, no pun intended. Come, slut, slave. Well, now this guy, he's pretty hot, you know, and you know what he likes to do? Well, it's not that he likes to do it, but he gets turned on by the thought of eating cum. And we did a session where actually I watched him on webcam so he couldn't cheat. He's very good looking. And he had some crackers. They were Triscuits, because I'm a Triscuit fan myself. Although I do find them too salty, and even the low-salt ones have too much salt. Well, anyway, getting back to this. He did come for me on webcam, and he did eat that cum on the crackers. So, cum slut slave, you know what you have to do for me. You need to pump it and eat it again for me. I did force him. You think that's not true, but I did do it. I can force you to do this, and that is particularly hot. And, of course, Brookline, stroker boy. He's my guy in Brookline. I'm not going to say Brookline where. It'll be able to let you find him. I don't think so. I don't think any of you can find anybody from my blog posts. I do keep them rather obscure. So even though I might be saying one thing, I might be saying something else. So you really can't tell. But he was dominated by Miss Mandy. He wanted to stroke and be told what to do. And he used bologna in the kitchen, standing up, and I made him eat a little cum bologna snack, and he seemed to come really super hard. I had him doing worship strokes for me again, another lovely, delicious stroker boy addicted to Miss Mandy, and he came very hard and fast, and he even had kitchen tongs. I like using kitchen utensils, so it was very exciting. And the last mention on my Mandy News for tonight, at least, is Domination Boy in Texas. Now, I tied up his balls and cock. You know, I like doing that. Nice little packages, especially for Christmas. You guys could tie them up in ribbons. And I slapped it. He wanted to be punished because he forgot that it was my cock. He didn't want to be punished, but I did punish him. And it was really hot. Sorry, I had a lot of interruptions on this post tonight, but I do want to complete my Mandy's news here tonight, talking about my domination boy in Texas. Now, where was I? Okay. I vibrated my cock. He had a vibrator. And we also did some cock torture. I slapped his cock around, and I needed to punish my cock because he forgot that it was my cock. And I'm sorry this is disjointed, but I didn't want to start over since I've been going at this recording for about 10 minutes. So, Domination Boy in Texas, he was really, really hot. And we ended up with him licking Miss Mandy's butt. I loved it. He loved it. He licked it some more. I vibrated that cock. Spanked that cock. Well, you guys out there, you know how I like cock torture. And I want you all addicted to me because Miss Mandy loves being worshipped. I want you also to make sure you check back because I am going to be posting some new hot posts this week. I am in the blogging mood even though it's a holiday week. So I'm going to keep, like I said, you guys nice and warm in this cold weather. And I want to thank you for hanging in there on this long post. And I hope I made your cocks hard because I like them that way. And I will be talking to you guys soon. Keep stroking, stroker boys. Miss Mandy loves it. Bye-bye.